Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
UPS driver makes special delivery when wife goes into labor. There are few things more ironic than a UPS driver delivering a baby. In this video, a UPS driver makes a special delivery when his wife goes into labor. UPS driver Ryan Thompson and his wife Gayla Thompson shared that the two of them went through quite an intense and a wonderful experience. The couple was on the road just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Ryan was driving Gayla to the hospital to deliver their baby, but the infant was not willing to wait. In this video, we hear live footage from the police call that likely saved this baby's life. The operator talks Ryan through the delivery and asks if the cord is wrapped around the baby's neck. Ryan responds yes. She coaches him by telling him to carefully pull the cord over the infant's neck. Then, all of a sudden, the baby begins to cry. This wonderful sound meant everything was going to be fine. Gayla says, "It just happened so fast. My body didn't really have time to think about what was going on." The two named their son Carson. The name split up is Car, Son. Ryan says, "I've delivered a lot of things, but never in my life would I have thought my child being one of them." This inspiring video reminds us that even through the struggle of uncertainty, we have a God who is always with us. Even in scary moments when we feel unequipped to handle, we are never alone. Just like this police operator guided Ryan, the Holy Spirit helps us. In the same way, the Spirit also joins to help in our weakness, because we do not know what to pray for as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with unspoken groanings. Romans 8:26.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
"95-year-old Dick Van Dyke shares his secrets for feeling young. Is age just a number? Well, the spry and surprisingly flexible Dick Van Dyke seems to think so. He turned 95 in December, and he is antsy to get back to living life the way it was pre-pandemic. Well-loved for his roles on classic TV shows and the beloved films Mary Poppins and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Dick has brought magic, fun, and a love for musicals over the years. But how can this 95-year-old still have a kick in his step and a twinkle in his eye? The scruffy, white-bearded, and well-loved actor recently opened up about his secret to staying young. He showed off parts of his workout routine that he does every morning in his backyard. From sit-ups to yoga, he says that a part of keeping himself young includes how he sees himself. He doesn't view himself as an old man. Instead, Dick thinks of himself as an active actor and dancer. His line of thought is definitely a nod to Proverbs 23:7, "What a man thinks, so he becomes." It's also a reminder to take our thoughts captive. He also shared that staying young includes dancing. That's right, Dick is 5 years short of being 100 years old, and he still loves to dance. Dick shared his thoughts about the Mary Poppins reboot, where he was filmed dressed in a three-piece tuxedo standing on top of a dining room table. In this scene, he kicks up his heels and dances to the beat as he shooed away other actors who were concerned he might fall. But he proved to his fellow actors and actresses on the set that he still got the moves. Just goes to show, if we believe we are 30 years young or 95 years young, it does have an effect on our daily lives and our mindset. Even in our old age, we can still bear fruit. dancing, singing, mentoring, and imparting wisdom to the younger generation. Leave it to Dick to not only continue making films we love, but also remind us that age really is just a number. They still bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green. Psalms 92:14.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study, called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.